Nobody came to his birthday.
Scott.
Nobody came to my birthday.
Is that Wanderlusty?
Okay, look. Nobody came to my birthday. So I left the country. I went to Spain. I went to Italy. I went to nice cities and made friends there. I went to Amsterdam and hamsters, man, were on the street and all around my feet. I went to a big pool of water. I took my shirt off. I pushed my things together. I turned to the side and took a hot pic. Now all the guys are looking at the pic, and they like what they see of me in this sea, and then see it, and they feel it in their nuts. They respond to my picture physically. Their body reacts. They can't control themselves. They see me in the sea, in the pool of a pool. I'm looking in this pool. You're all fools. Don't you see that? If you are looking at me, you give me the agency. Don't give me the agency. I manipulate you because you are obsessed with my physique.
Okay. Wanderlust. Okay.
Scott.
And thus I have the agency.
What?
Ayo, Wanderlust.
Scott, give us a new topic.
I'm out.
No, Jen's never going to listen to this. Scott, give us a new topic.
I wasn't asking you guys.
I didn't hurt a feeling.
Yo.
Turn the beat down so I can hear what Scotty voice.
Yeah, I can't
saying.
Hear Scott at all.
We still talking about Wanderlust?
No, we're not.
Okay.
New topic.
New topic. Going down to party in the tropics. New topic.
Scott.
New topic. Scott, take us down to a topic.
So you guys talk about St. Patty's Day.
St. Oh. Patty's Day. Go Pats, go.
Yeah.
Go Pats, go.
St. Patrick's Day. It's the greatest day. I walk around the city and everybody's gay. I mean, happy because they all celebrating. And I am celebrating my Irish heritage. Going to a Paris with my best friends. Going to the party, I'm too snotty. I'm gonna wear a green shirt, green hat. Pinch those monsters who are not wearing that. Because that's what you do when you're annoying and fat in Boston town during March. You're gonna walk down, drink some punch. Then you're gonna drink a whiskey. You're gonna pour it in a kiss. And you're gonna witness some Irish pride. Hear me now. Go Pats, go. Go Pats, go. Go Pats, go.
Nobody came to my birthday. Go Pats, go. Go Pats, go. Go Pats, go. Go Pats, go.
I watch The Departed every year. It's my tradition. I take this holiday, I turn it on its ear. I don't even have anything green to wear. Perhaps I'll just tell people that my socks are green. Wake up, sheeple. No one's gonna check my feet. And that is a miraculous feat. No one's gonna question my ability to wear green on this day. And if you don't know, I'm not wearing green, I'm wearing gray. I'm just gonna tell everybody that I'm red-green colorblind. Are they gonna correct me? I think you'll find people are willing to let it slide. If you tell them that you're colorblind on St. Patrick's Day, they'll say, oh, hey, great, you're matching our tradition.
Great.
Like I'm some sort of manipulative politician. Watch The Departed this day. It's a great flick. It ain't shit. Yes, it's 2.5 hours long, but that's enough time for me to unfurl my schlong out of my green shorts and go to town.
Nobody came to my birthday.
Do you understand why no one came to my birthday? Not a one.
Scott, final topic.
Wanderlust.
Before they kick us out of
Scott,
the studio.
Scott, go to bed, man.
No one's kicking us out.
No, you guys go to bed.
Scott, final topic.
Shut up.
Scott, final topic.
I don't want it. What do you got, Scotty?
Fair point. Have you gotten an MRA yet? You did a rap on yet?
Oh, no. My God.
I rap on good topics.
Yeah,
Scott's been tossing out fire topics.
This beat better be good. Oh. Yo.
Turn up the beat.
No, yeah, give me a new beat, Joe.
No?
New beat. Not feeling it. Not feeling it. Rowan?
You want some? You get some, like, not jazzy.
New beat.
He needs to stand up for men with a real banger on the track.
You'll find a track on here somewhere, I'm sure.
How's this? Too soon to tell.
Anyone see this Mad Max trailer? Yeah, right.
That's the joke of the night.
What do you think?
No, not this one either. Joe, just like click to a random ass point in the video.
Path.
Ooh, wait.
This one's called Love.
Perfect. Because I love other men in a brotherhood sense. Yo.
It's about to get real fancy.
Yo, I just gotta say, do you wanna hear the real deal? I'm about to take the red pill. Let's see how far I can go down the rabbit hole. Don't you know that I got the soul of a men's rights activist? I'm gonna take some flack for this because I'm telling the truth. I don't hold back, I'm not gonna spoof. You know that I be shooting that real shit. You know that I ain't going down. You know I don't, you know that I ain't gonna mess around when it comes to the right of my men in the bean town. You know I'm Boston located and I am irate because I cannot get this shit. You know that I'm being held down by the female folk. They think it's a joke every time I say that I need the equal rights and the equal pay. You know that women get more than me? Well, maybe not, but yo, shit, I got other things to be mad about. Like, what do I get mad about as a men's rights activist?
When it came to my birthday.
Yo. Oh, yo.
This Ghostbusters trailer.
I get mad because the Ghostbusters got a lot of women bitches in the film, and don't you know that that's a male flick? This industry is supposed to be male dominated. Don't you know that I'm irate because I can't get my way every time that I go down the highway? Women getting in my way and I'm trying to just drive straight, and women can't drive straight. Is anyone else furious about that?
I know, right? Oh, they can't drive straight.
It's messed up.
It's like, can they even hold the wheel? It's not ideal because they can't reach, you know. Also, I get mad about other things that women do, like when they don't clean my shoes or
make your food.
Yeah, or make my food. And you know that I'm just hungry. I work all day to provide for my family. You know that I be getting the wages every day. You know that I be trying to play ball at my work, but my boss is not letting me do my shit. You know that I'm just trying to go in and get that.
Look, I'm not political, but I got a couple things to tell y'all. I like Bernie, he's nice. Honest, hysterical. He's like my old grandpa. And Hillary, she's a bitch.
Yeah, fuck Hillary, dude.
Oh.
I like Trump, though, too.
I'm just trying to clear my name because all these women, they're trying to frame me as a bad guy who does some bad stuff. But hey, I like to give love to everybody in the town, make them turn their frowns upside down. Like to talk to other activists on web forums.
None of that really rhymes, Joe.
Nice. I don't rhyme anymore.
He's not a rapper.
Yo. You guys ever think about, like...
Oof.
This is a good beat.
Yo, this is a great beat. Do you remember when men used to be alpha? They used to be so tough and they used to get an erection every time a woman walked in their direction. Now we need to do some introspection and find out where all these people coming from. That they show up and they're acting so dumb. You know they go on dates and they don't pay for it. They let women pay for it. You know they go and split that ticket right down the middle. You know that that's stupid. You know that I be paying cause I'm a gentleman. And don't you know that I'm going to win every time I walk into the room because I'm some motherfucking alpha. I'm some motherfucking alpha.
Some motherfucking alpha.
Cause I'm some motherfucking alpha. Everybody comes to my birthday cause I'm so alpha.
But it came to his birthday.
Everyone came
to my birthday. Nobody came.
The term men's rights was used in 1856. Before women could even vote, men were afraid that they were losing all of their rights. Are they fucking serious? They were worried about their rights at a time when the women had no political voice. They had no political choice. These men were still bitching. They need to go in the kitchen and understand the work that goes into making a meal for an entire family. Do you contemplate this? Can you even make enough food for yourself, you stupid son of a bitch? I created some noodles for myself. It took 20 darn minutes, all right? And to even think about cleaning those dishes, it put me to my limits. I can't cook and clean. I know, it's obscene. And yet I feel like people need to do it for me. These women, they bore me. because they don't talk to me. They ignore me because I'm appalling and a real shithead. Because I feel like I don't have enough rights. I need to get kicked in the head. 1856. For real, when we still had slaves, men thought, you know, someone needs to speak out for us. Who can we trust? The heads of state who also look like us and talk like us and are us? Because it's only us? Only men are talking here? Too many women here in the room now is what they all must be saying. And someone out there must think I'm saying something pretty crazy.
This is a parody, okay? He still believes in men.
Well, I'm clearly
activism.
Criticizing people. You can hear it.
No,
like
he's making
socially conscious rapper.
No, he's making
I'm making fun of people that slander men's rights activists because they're nice guys.
Yo, Scott,
why do the nice guys never get the girl? Like me, I'm a nice guy.
Yeah. It's because you're too beta, bro.
I recently got a beta fish.
Scott, this one goes out to you. We met in middle school. I was feeling nice, maybe like a fool. I thought you were chill, maybe kinda cool. We would hang out after school, play Halo. Don't you know that the beat got switched up yellow? You know that I'd be throwing frag grenades, bouncing them off the wall, down the... fuck, man. You know I throw sticky grenades and get stuck. Don't you know that it's gonna blow up? And I spin around and get 360 headshots. Don't you know that it's a lot when I come off the block? I'd be reloading, that's right button, that's right shoulder button. And I hit and B to get melee. I got 100 charges left on my sword today. That's the energy beam rifle. You know that I'm a sniper. I'd be up inside the Eiffel taking shots up on the tower now. You know that I'd be playing Tower of Power going down. You know that I'd be winning and you know that I never frown. You know that I'd be spending the money every time I'm around. Don't you know that I'd be going to Christian DePietro's? Yeah. And when I go, I'm getting my hands on that Xbox 360 controller. I'm gonna control ya. I'm gonna play Halo cause I'm a controller. And I be getting Hayabusa helmets and I be unlocking achievements. You know that I be feeling the way that Halo is going. You know that I be picking red team with Scott, but Gavin be bitching. He needs to be... Wait. Cause Gavin be bitching. Scott and Dor can't be on the same team. That's so lame and that's really mean. Because then I'll go and I'll have a slow KD ratio. You know that I can't keep up when they go in on that one team. One gets the rifle beam, the other goes in with shotgun melee. I switched up the tempo and kept it in recession. You know that I'd be playing without some compression. You know that I'm done. I'm out, dude. I dropped the shit. Cut the beam.
They call it the manosphere. That's where these men all gather and talk about how they don't have privilege.
Scott, I tried to make it about you and me.
To even have a conversation on a manosphere. I say we put all the men in a sphere and roll that sphere across the crowd at Bonnaroo and let them just hit that shit up and down like what the hey. And maybe all the men in the manosphere can puke on each other and then they're all gonna be like, someone wipe me off. And then the men all start touching each other in the sphere and then they realize, hey, it's not so weird. We're all just men here touching each other. Maybe we shouldn't be judging some people. I enjoy touching this man. I'm helping him clean his chest. And then the men become friends and they leave the sphere to get married and they're happy together.
Let's talk about video games.
Which is happening?
What the fuck was that?
I am rewatching playback on that because that was incredibly homoerotic. in a great way. It was so out of nowhere.
Creative scenario.
It was
you see what I did?
Yeah, very much surrealism based.
Yes.
Yeah. You
take a bunch of men and put them in a sphere and eventually they will find love in the sphere.
Yeah.
If you tell them there's no world outside of the sphere. Yeah. Then they'll be forced to attempt to reproduce.
Scott,
and it will fail. We've been here for a long time.
I was also gonna talk about late nights, driving around and rolling the weed up so tight. We gonna go on a Dunkin' run, tell no one. You know we getting high only with just us two together. Don't tell Leon. You know that he's gonna try and bone up our plans. Don't you know? that we're in such high demand because we go on Dunkin' Runs and we have so much fun. Yo, you know, Freights is joining. He's going to up the tempo because we used to take it slow. Now the chill is gone. Yo, forever, though. Yo, the chill is gone forever, though. Sean, call in. I'm sorry. You know you bring the chill. Just in a totally hype way.
Welcome to the man of swag.
Put it in my birthday.
Swag, Scott, well, you want to play Dota tomorrow?
My birthday.
Sure.
Oh, perfect way to end it, Joe, right there.
It's 3:14, time to end it.
Yo, Scott,
do we wrap it up?
Hit me up, bro.
Oh, Scott, congratulations to me.
Happy birthday to me.
Oh, perfect way to end it, Joe.
Ooh.
Joe, can you also then play Ultra Play? Scott, I have an essay due in 9 hours.
Congratulations.
Oh, and I have my dinner at Tony Monaco's.
Oh, you were going to go to the one tomorrow?
Yeah.
I was signed up for that, but I'm going to hang out with Wyatt.
Scott, let's play a game at like 8 p.m. You feel me?
Sure.
Joe, we should go see a movie. Or maybe not.
Peace.
Oh, Dora, I'm bummed.
I'm down to chill tomorrow night because I'm not doing anything from now on.
Yeah, good night, Scott, man.
Good night, Scott.
You guys are weird. It's a Wednesday.
I'm not doing anything. Look at all that he gave you. Yes, for one, and you got to. You know I never left you, 'cause every road that leads to heaven's right beside you. So I can say hello, my only one. Just like the morning sun, you keep on rising till the sky knows your name. Hello, my only one. Remember who you are. No, you're not perfect, but you're not your mistakes. Hey, hey, hey. Even on your worst day, remember I'd say one day you'll be the man you always knew you could be. And if you knew how proud I was, you'd never shed a tear, have a fear. No, you wouldn't do that. And no, I didn't pick the day to turn the page. I know it's not the end every time I see her face and I hear you say hello, my only one. Remember, none. You got the world, you got love in your hands, and you're still my chosen one. So can you understand, one day you'll understand. So hear me out, hear me out. I won't go, I won't go. No goodbyes, no goodbyes. Just hello. And next time when I look in your eyes, we'll have wings and we'll fly. Oh, my only one, just like the morning sun, you'll keep on rising till the sky knows your name. And you're still my chosen one. Remember who you are. No, you're not perfect, but you're not your mistakes. Hey, 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 hey. Tell Nori about me. Tell Nori. I just want you to do me a favor. Tell Nori about me. 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 Tell Nori about me.
That got cooked inside a pot. The press rolled. screaming and shouting, and she's always brewing up tea. Grandpappy's never late for his dinner, 'cause he loves his leg of beef, and he washes it down with the brandy and a fresh made pot of tea. Have a cup of tea.
Hello, my name is Jim Gray, and I am a judge of the Superior Court in California and a former federal prosecutor in Los Angeles. I would like to talk to you for a moment about marijuana. Did you know that since the federal government first banned marijuana in 1937, usage in this country has actually gone up by about 4,000%? Or did you know that in the Netherlands, where adults are allowed to possess small amounts of marijuana and buy it from government-regulated businesses, fewer adults and fewer teenagers smoke marijuana than here in our country? Or that an American is arrested on marijuana charges every 38 seconds? If you are wondering if any of this makes sense, you are not alone. To find out more, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org. Thank you and good luck to us all.
Skip. I parted the weed and looked over the swamp. I seen them a cats are doing a U-Bang Storm. The U-Bang Storm, rock and roll, beats anything that the hell will be told. The U-Bang Storm, U-Bang Stop, when the hip is gonna drive a cool cat a wild. Cheese. 50 and inviting me in. He said, a heap of bigger jam session had to begin. Well, they handed me guitar, mom. I picked up that beat. The crazy thing sent the shivers to my feet. I rock and I roll and I skip with a smile. And I keep banging stomp till I roll over dead. A good rockin' time with a cheese dog on me. I was making the time and getting to know. When the captain said, now son, we gotta go. I said, oh, that's all right. You go right ahead. I didn't know you bang his dome until I roll over dead.
Baby, baby, it's some kind of one. was sitting with my chick at a signal, just waiting for the light to turn green, when I heard a rumble from a bad exhaust, and a little coupe made the scene. He asked me how my overhead went. I said, good, without a doubt. He said, well, when the light turns green, then let's go and try it out. I said, okay, I was feeling good. I checked my pressure and tack. I knew that once that light turned green, that there was no turning back. I winged my mill and it felt real fine. The new cam had given it torque. I knew that when I slipped my clutch that it would fly like a champagne cork. From the very start, I uncorked that coupe. I had him when the light turned green. But from the sound of the batch he left, I knew it must be me. I said, okay, I was feeling good. I checked my pressure and tack. I knew that once that light turned green, that there was no turning back. We were neck and neck atop second gear. The race was fair and square. But just when we peaked $5,000 or more, his mill started gasping for air. I was feeling fine, victory was mine. The end was almost in sight. Then I looked in my mirror, and guess what I saw? It was the black and white. I want to say the race was good, the victory was mine. But even though I won the race, I still had to pay the fine. I said, okay, I was feeling good. I checked my pressure and tack. I knew that once that light turned green, that there was no turning.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
A tether of off, we're gonna tether of off the mother sucker, tether of off the sucker. A tether of off, we're gonna tether of off the mother sucker, tether of off the sucker. A tether of off, we're gonna tether of off the mother sucker, tether of off the sucker. A tether of off, we're gonna tether of off the mother sucker, tether of off the sucker.
You gotta build that thing going down and down. There's a hole in the ground. get hurt, I get thrown, I get burned, I don't care.
Bye.